This is Avi Uniglick, your tech concierge, and welcome to the original anchor station providing tech talk tips and observations. I invite you to participate in the show. If you've got questions, I've got answers. Just call in, comment. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Stay tuned. More tech talk tips coming right up. This is your Tech Talk tip for Tuesday, November 7th, 2017. iPhone 10, yes or no? That's the question. The anticipation for the Apple iPhone 10 was preceded with the usual hype surrounding any release of the seasonal upgrade of the very popular mobile device. Perhaps due to the 10-year anniversary status of this newly designed iPhone, the historic price point, as well as the scarcity rumors, even more so than usual. The questions I've been getting from clients surrounding their potential purchase of an iPhone 10 have been unprecedented. They often turn to me for my professional opinion surrounding any new tech purchases, and I do my best to candidly answer their need for assistance. This was one of the first occasions where I didn't eagerly place my own advance order for one. While I am due for an upgrade, I wanted to get my hands on one to compare it to the other iPhone offerings, as well as to the many competing Android devices that are actively competing for this space. On Friday, I ventured out to my local AT&T store just to see what all the hype was all about. I must say, I wasn't impressed. Are you surprised? While there were actually a half dozen of the $999 model still in stock, that's the one with the 64 gigs of RAM. The other one's $200 more for 256 gigs of RAM. I didn't jump at the chance to buy one. In comparing the screen size to the iPhone 8 Plus and my Samsung Galaxy S8 Plus, there are pictures and comments available on my Instagram page under Ask Avi if you're interested. I frankly was disappointed. Now, I don't want you to take my word as the last say on this. My brother was the first one I know to have received his pre-ordered phone on Friday, and I knew that he would likely have a different opinion. He usually does. So I called him and asked him to join me today on my podcast so you could hear directly from him why he chose the iPhone 10 and now why he likes it so much. Let's join our pre-recorded Q&A session so you can meet my brother Jack.
Hello.
I am very happy to have my brother Jack Uniglick, who is both a brother and an entrepreneur. He's the owner of DirectPage, an online company that offers pagers to the public worldwide. And while paging is still available to people, while it's not as widely used as it was in the beginning of time, there are still a niche group of people that rely on pagers every day. And Jack, my brother, fulfills that need. And Jack is also a very interested technology guy who gets involved with the latest and greatest from Apple. Every time they release a new iPhone, he wants to be the first on the block to have one. He also dabbles in different types of technology to support his business. And it's a pleasure for me to have you on the line tonight, Jack, because you were the first that I knew of to get your hands on the new iPhone 10. And that iPhone 10, you pre-ordered when it first came available, got it on Friday. You've had it about 48 hours. And I'd like to know, number one, because I have my druthers about investing in that particular phone. I got my hands on one at the AT&T store just the other day on Friday. I wanted to see it close up and compare it to the iPhone 8 and also compare it to other devices that I've seen. And I was not extraordinarily impressed, but I know you were. And I want to know, what was the most compelling reason that had you on the pre-order line to get that phone to come in immediately? What did you expect of the phone? And then we're going to talk about what your actual results were from your expectations. So what was your primary reason for ordering this new iPhone X.
Okay, well, first, the display, the edge-to-edge display was a big, the main feature. I love having the big screen real estate, but with the small form factor. And when they made the announcement with the measurements, it was actually larger than the iPhone 7 Plus that I was using, but slightly, almost exactly the same size as the iPhone 7, slightly taller, but that's about it. So that was the main reason.
And that's interesting. So the phone came in, you turned it on. Did you find that the screen did meet that expectation?
I did. Oh, because it is tall, and it's probably almost exactly the same size, maybe even a little taller than the iPhone 7 Plus display. However, it's a little narrower, so something it doesn't seem as large, but it's definitely a beautiful screen. So I was, after using it now and comparing it to the S8 Plus that I also have from Samsung and the iPhone 7, the standard one, I
say that one more time because the phone for some reason broke up near the end. You said you definitely.
Oh, I definitely like the display. It definitely grew on me from the minute I turned it on till and now using it for 2 days. It's a beautiful display. The edge to edge is, it just gives you that same feeling as when you're using like the, another
full
size.
My first observation, like I too have a Samsung Galaxy S8 Plus and I have an iPhone 6S. So when I went into the store, I took out my iPhone or my Galaxy S8 Plus and I held it side by side with the new 10. And I put a specific web page on the Galaxy, which was in Google Chrome. And then I loaded the same page on the 10. But of course, it was in Safari because in the store, they don't have a third-party browser. So when I compared the two, there was a drastic difference in terms of how much real estate was consumed by the 10 compared to the Galaxy. I got almost an inch more of web page on the Galaxy than I did on the 10, which really disillusioned me at first. Now, have you installed Google Chrome on the new phone just yet?
I haven't put it on, but I'm used to using Safari on the Apple devices. So when I looked, I loaded my web page on both phones and looked at them, and yeah, there's a little bit more, but it wasn't enough
so
to make.
So ideally, the screen compared to the Galaxy S8 Plus is a little bit smaller, as well as compared to the iPhone 8 Plus that you have. How does it compare with that?
Yeah, well, it's the iPhone 7 Plus, which is the same size as the 8 Plus. iPhone 10 is narrower. That takes a little bit away. So I believe that next year, you know, when they have to come out with a new phone, there'll probably be an iPhone 10 Plus or an equivalent, might be a different name. It'll basically be a larger screen version of this one. And although I won't have a problem using this for a year, it's definitely
okay.
Now,
see, ideally, that was my choice. If that phone was available in a plus size with the same design, with the 3D camera, and I know you've already sent me some Animojis, and I think they're absolutely incredible. Loved them. And, you know, while they're humorous, they do have a demonstration of how effective the 3D camera capability is. Now, tell me also about the other feature that you really like is what?
The Face ID. I was thinking Samsung on the S8 has something similar where you look at a certain part of the screen and it picks up your retinas and it will unlock the phone, but you have to hit it just the right way. You have to have the phone in just the right position. And more times than not, I ended up typing in my security code on the Samsung. On this one, it's amazing. You just look at it and bang, it's done. And I tried, you know, putting it in front of other people's faces and it just shakes like it's saying no. So it can distinguish you from someone else.
You're just breaking up just a little bit on me again. So as it recognizes your face, what happens on the screen?
It's immediate. It's the padlock on the top will unlock and you're ready to go. You just swipe up and you can swipe up while it's unlocking at the same time. So it takes next to no time. And I'm thinking there's going to be a delay just based on my experience with the Samsung. That I'm thinking it's going to be more of a pain than a pleasure, but I actually like it better.
Well, you know, that is one of the key criteria and capabilities of this 3D
mapping that they do. They actually map many, many points on your face to basically make it a very accurate and secure way of identifying you for security. And it doesn't rely on retinas. It doesn't rely on specific facial features, but many facial features combined. And they've done testing. The only time it can be defeated, they found, is with identical twins. So it's a very interesting approach to security. And of course, if your twin brother or twin sister happens to get their hands on your phone, it probably wouldn't be that bad, right? Because you're related. So,
right. And if it was a major problem, they could always disable it.
For sure. I think that's great. Well, you know, I've learned enough about it for not only myself, but for others to make a decision. If you're not in a rush to go out and get the latest and greatest technology from Apple, it's probably worth waiting until the next release of whatever that 10 plus or 11 might be. If you're in need of a phone and the money specifically is not an object and you like the size, the footprint, it is basically a much bigger screen than anyone else has in that size, device. So it's very interesting the way they were able to compress size with the borderless phone and give you, in many cases, a good 90% of what the plus size capabilities are in the phone, and you don't have to take up that extra space. So how's the battery life been so far?
Right. It's real good. Plus, I like the fact that it has the wireless charging. I mean, I have one of those charger bases right on my desk, so I can just pop it in there. It's not like having to find a cord and plug it in all the time. It's right there. I have one in my bedroom and a nightstand, so that's easy. And I just put it on there overnight and take it with me in the morning, and it's good to go. Right now, it's really the 10, even, because of daylight savings time, it's 8:45, but I'm at 35%, so, and I've used it plenty today, so I think it's definitely last as long, if not longer, as the
including
as any
the
other
plus,
previous
which
Apple
is much me. Bigger battery. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Brother Jack. I do appreciate your time tonight, and we'll talk again soon, okay? Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Thank you. Bye.
So there you have it. My brother Jack actually likes this iPhone 10, and you may very well too. And you may also have people that you know, you may be one that has purchased one and you're absolutely stoked about it. And I'd love to hear from you. You'll likely have questions if you don't about this complex little decision and an expensive decision. So I invite you to reach out so that we may continue the conversation together. As always, I'll be offering up my tech talk tips and observations as I do daily on my station at anchor.fm/askavi. For an archive of all my previous tech talk tips, please visit www.techtalktips.com. For Anchor.fm, iTunes, Google Play, the Amazon Echo platform, and more, I'm Avi Uniglick, your tech concierge, and you can connect with me at my website at www.askavi.com. I hope you have a fabulous week.